USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. After 2 days and 6 rounds, the House Speaker vote remains undecided. They'll resume at noon Eastern. Kevin McCarthy said there's no deal with the 20 hardline Republicans, according to CNN. But Representative Maria Salazar of Florida wonders why not.
He traveled the country. He raised funds. He put us in the majority. He helped some of us. He put together something called Commitment for America, and the people elected him. So why aren't we giving him a chance?
She spoke Wednesday night on CNN. The Ukrainian military is dismissing claims that the use of cell phones by Russian troops was the reason they were able to strike so effectively in the eastern city of Makiivka. Moscow appeared to blame the newly mobilized soldiers for compromising their location Wednesday. The 4 rockets used in the strike reportedly killed anywhere from 89 to 400 Russian troops. A bomb cyclone is on the weather map. Dave Collins explains what it's all about.
Meteorologist John Weatherby explains about the bomb cyclone and how it's going to affect us.
Some of the worst weather conditions possible. Locally heavy rainfall, damaging winds, temperatures that will go up and down like a yo-yo. There'll be severe storms. There'll be feet of snow, higher elevations.
Weatherby says the brutal storm system is set to unleash heavy rain, damaging winds, mudslides, and down trees and power lines into Thursday. I'm Dave Collins.
Prosecutors say the trial of Atlanta rapper Young Thug, the suspected leader of a criminal street gang, could last anywhere from 6 to 12 months as jury selection gets underway. President Biden is wishing Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin a speedy recovery. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a routine tackle during Monday Night Football against the Bengals. The president revealed after the incident he called and spoke at length with Hamlin's parents. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
It was very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Biden is spreading his plan for infrastructure at a bipartisan trip to Kentucky on Wednesday.
Which is proof of the president's essential and simple message that when you bring Americans together, you can get big things done. And that's what today is all about.
Mitch Landrieu is the president's special advisor. Apple is raising the price of iPhone battery replacements. The company announced beginning March 1st, Apple will charge $89 for batteries for the iPhone X through iPhone 13 models. That's a $20 increase from the current price. Battery replacements for the iPhone S, iPhone 8, and several iPad models are also going up by $20. Justin Fields is missing out on a chance to break the NFL single-season quarterback rushing record. The Bears QB was ruled out for Sunday's season finale against the Vikings due to a hip injury. Heisenberg is leaving the drug world behind for the snack business. Bryan Cranston will reprise his role from Breaking Bad in a Super Bowl ad for Popcorners. Disney Plus says Black Panther Wakanda Forever will hit the streaming service on February 1st. The film earned a second biggest opening weekend at the domestic box office this year, scoring $181 million. Prince Harry claims things got physical between him and his brother in a fight about Meghan Markle. In a new memoir, Harry claims Prince William grabbed him by the shirt collar and knocked him to the ground during an incident in London. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.